the celebrations have come to an end. Baghdad is now bracing for the day after. The biggest task now is choosing a prime minister who will have to put together a cabinet that suits all those who would have a say in the process, inside and outside Iraq. But there are some who aren't happy with the results of Sunday's parliamentary elections.
It's our people's right to reject the results and voice their dismay with it, but within the legal ways and without violating the laws.
The Al-Fatah coalition represents the popular mobilization forces and other Shia political and paramilitary groups close to Iran. They are refusing to accept defeat, but this is not only about the election. The coalition wants to have a say in the choice of the next prime minister. But without winning many seats, the leverage will be limited.
This is just for privileges. They want the privileges on the ground and the next government. And they say they have a right, and we lose that right, and we are ready to share in the government. And then I think this is part of the game, of a political game. They want to do that only to take another privileges in the next government.
But this can't be separated from the old rivalry between the pro-Iranian factions and the leader of the largest bloc in parliament, influential Shia cleric Muqtada Sadr. Sadr has condemned foreign interventions in Iraqi domestic politics, namely by Iran and the United States. He says it should be up to Iraqis to form the next government.
Despite Sadr's warnings, it's unlikely that the process of choosing a new prime minister will go ahead without a final say from Iran on one side and the United States on the other. But it's Washington's role that the pro-Iranian groups are anticipating.
They have issued a statement rejecting the results and vowing to confront what they describe as malign attempts that only serve the interests of the U.S. occupation. There are serious fears their rejection could hurt Iraq's already unstable security.
They said if it is happening in a way or another, it will go forward for to use weapon. If the results of the IHAC, of the Electoral Committee, was not right. Mr. Muqtada Sadr yesterday made a tweet saying, okay, it's our Iraq, let's negotiate, let's talk into the interest of Iraq.
For now, there is mounting tension among Iraq's political rivals, who seem to ignore the fact that nearly 60% of the population boycotted the election. Ali Hashim, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.